Okay, good morning, everyone. Welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session, which is our opportunity to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunity. Now, today's Wednesday, the 23rd of April already. So this month is ticking. It's been incredibly volatile, of course, but it's ticking by pretty quickly. We'll be in May before we know it. Overnight, we've had some interesting moves yesterday, some persistent bullish volatility, a little bit of a positive bounce. I suppose two major things have occurred, which has caused increased volatility and a bit of a corrective move, you could say, across these markets. And the first thing, I suppose, on the negative side is really bad Tesla results. We were listening to the trade call last night, and all not particularly good. We don't need to get into the specifics about it, but in terms of the headline sort of earnings report, if I just bring this up on screen, you got Tesla in here. There was an expectation for a forecast of 21.4 billion. No surprise really that number has come in considerably below that forecast. We'll do some more analysis, and on the earnings per share side of things, that's come in considerably lower as well. And some rollbacks maybe on some of the commitments that have been made in previous calls around the launch of the robo-taxi dynamics. All things considered, not a particularly... And I suppose... The normal excitement around these calls, it felt incredibly flat. Now, outside of Tesla, there's actually a little bit of good news. I'll just share it with you. And the good news is more so that Trump has wrote something he wasn't able to do anyway, in our opinion, which was sack the Fed chair. That would be, I mean... It's a bit early to refer to Donald Trump as perhaps as being incredibly stupid in his decision making, but sacking the Fed chair would be absolutely one of those really stupid acts that markets and investors can't really legislate for. He kind of rode back on that sentiment just a little bit, and also rode back on the ongoing tariffs with China now. So we'll get a little bit of an update on that this morning, but what it's doing is like Chinese stocks in Hong Kong rally on bets, trade tensions to ease. One of the main solutions for this self-created global panic and problem and the impact that that's having on the US economy is it's all centered around Donald Trump and the decisions that he's made. So one of the solutions to the current problems would be if he rode back on those decisions. Now, he'd have no credibility, but at least things would settle down a little bit and the markets wouldn't be, you know, so alarmist, let's say. So, you know, a bit of good news on one side in terms of the AI rally type narrative, you know, really bad developments there as well. Interesting to see a really positive market bounce off the back of a negative earnings report. So we've got this upside down dynamic playing out, probably a little bit more to do with the easing of tensions between the US and China in terms of trade tariffs. That would be hugely beneficial to the AI narrative to a large degree with these US massive tech stocks. So just as a quick introduction then, before we get into it in a little bit more detail, profitable traders of course need to consider which markets to trade. So having an idea around trade selection is really important. Where do we then enter and exit these markets? How do we manage risk? Trade management as well, along with trade psychology, all very, very important features. Now, we address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms, of course, and we're strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and willing to be as patient as we need. So let's continue this discussion then by looking and seeing, is there any major news event that's likely to impact on decision making? So today is a day of manufacturing and services PMI numbers. For the French economy, German economy, the Eurozone, the UK, and the US. And you can see across Europe, the forecast is expected to be a little bit weaker. Trade tariff related, you could argue. German services may be coming in just above 50. So 50 represents expansion, below 50 represents contraction. EU-wide manufacturing expected to come in slightly weaker, along with flash services as well for the euro area. UK, weaker in the manufacturing side and perhaps looking a little bit weaker on the services side of things as well, along with manufacturing weakness for the US and services weakness. So this is now the data beginning to follow through perhaps with the policy. So no real surprise to see, manufacturing and services industries taking a bit of a hit because of the uncertainty that these tariffs are bringing to these markets. In addition to that, we've got a few more FOMC member speakers. We've got Goolsbee and Waller today, as well. Is there any others? Now, we've got something quite interesting down here, which is the Beige Book. So we'll get, you can get information about this particular event. So it's 8 times per year, 2 weeks before each FOMC meeting. So this analysis is used by the FOMC to help make their next decision on interest rates. However, it tends to produce a mild impact as the FOMC also receives two non-public books, the Green Book and the Blue Book, which are widely believed to be more influential to their rate decision. So this is about a lot of the more regional data around the US and what that suggests about the economy. So not insignificant. We've also got the governor of the Bank of England as well. There's IMF meetings continuing. And we've got crude oil inventories just sitting in here. Now, expected to... we're expected to see an increase in crude oil inventories from the previous number. So that might have a downward impact on markets and prices, which is one of the trades we're actually looking at this morning, which is crude oil. Okay, so that's just a little review of today's news. So let's have a look at the charts. So this is a very significant and volatile rally that we had yesterday. So you've seen a bit of a strong bounce in the S&P and the NASDAQ. Surprisingly significant gap to the upside as well for the NASDAQ. We were trading around 18,200 and we kind of gapped 400 points to the upside. Now around 18,6. So significant, especially when we've got a really bad earnings report coming from Tesla, which is not supporting anything. Elsewhere, big strong move from the dollar to the downside in the euro, to the upside of the dollar yen. we're looking for sell opportunities with the dollar, and then gold has kind of finally bounced off its highs. Now, will we get a solid pullback so we can get in at lower prices? That's the question. We'll see if there's an opportunity for a short-term sell trade. So the other trade to look at really would be crude oil, looking to sell around somewhere around the $65, $66 level. So the problem we've got around markets like the S&P and the NASDAQ is that we've got to close this gap. That will be the first expectation. And we've not made that much progress to the upside. And this is creating a significant structural failure trade around these highs. So this could lead to a decent opportunity to close this gap. Now, news from the US regarding trade tensions between the US and China is a pretty significant deal, and would be enough to sort of carry this market sentiment. So we kind of want to keep our options open, really, around the S&P and the NASDAQ. And there's a strong sell trade. So overnight, a big rally in the dollar, and that rally seems to be just rolling back over to the downside. So you've got long wicks now in these trades. So just before we do our... Excuse me. Apologies. Right, let's just do our... just a little bit of analysis. We'll take some of this stuff off. And we'll have a certain expectation. So what we have in here is a strong support level. Sorry, we've got resistance to the upside. Across these markets, we've got resistance here in crude oil. And you remember yesterday we were saying, look, we like opportunities to sell crude oil. But we'll, so yesterday's high. So these are all your resistance levels in these markets. What we also have in here, especially for the US indices, is strong support just sitting at these lower levels. We've got support down here, unfortunately. We'd probably be looking at last night's lows. This would be an area of support at these current prices. And yesterday's low as well would be the trigger price. So what are we left with here? So potential buy trades, if we extend to the upside and we can lean into the easing of conditions between the US and China as something positive to look towards. So there could be some further buying opportunities short term, because our buys would still be left to the downside. There's no real buy trade as such. In the remaining markets, what we do have is the potential to start selling. So short term, again, crude oil, if we rally into the $65-$66 level, so if we pull back into this level in here, we'd be looking for a bit of a sell trade at slightly higher prices. The trigger price was yesterday's low in markets like gold. And then we've got some interesting price action where it looks like we've got a strong rejection in the dollar pairs, the euro dollar and the dollar yen specifically. So I suppose what we could look at is a rollover back over to the downside in favor of the yen against the dollar, as nothing significant is actually changing just yet, but there is the potential for that to be the case. And we could look for a little bit of a rejection at the low and a bit of a rally up to these highs again. So we want to kind of keep options open regarding the S&P and the NASDAQ. We've got a sell trade in crude oil. We did have a move in favor of some dollar strength overnight, but the price action now has extended and then has sort of aggressively pulled back. So now this is not really great setup unless there's a buy trade in the euro dollar and a sell trade in the dollar yen. That would represent a strong rejection, which is not something we're impartial to. But and the trade, the entry was a little bit higher when it comes to gold. We're now down at significant lows. And of course, there's so much volatility in gold to the upside and to the downside. It does make it a little bit of a difficult one. Now, the last thing is just around the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ. These markets are primed for further weakness, as well as the potential for these markets to continue to rally. So there's aspects that would be quite concerning, followed by, you know, leaning into the perhaps the turnaround from Donald Trump regarding trade with China. So let's put this into a reasonably coherent trade plan, like currently up on screen. Let's just amend it slightly. Right, mixed market conditions due to broad market uncertainty. We've still got somewhat elevated bond yields. Yeah, the US 10-year, it looks like it's softening a little bit. We're not so alarmist like we were a couple of weeks back. Bit of a bounce off the lows in the 2-year, which hasn't really moved a huge amount. And there's a bit of calm in the long term, the 30-year US Treasury as well. We were up at heading towards 5% aggressively. We got as high as 4.91. You can see we're at 4.81. So a little bit of softening there on the longer term US Treasury yield curve. So let's just amend this currently up on screen then. So mixed market conditions due to broad market uncertainty. Yeah, I think we're still sitting in that space. Further dollar weakness post current consolidation due to dollar devaluation. Yeah, further dollar weakness post current pullback. We had a bit of a strong pullback yesterday and again today. We could certainly look for that trade. So further indice weakness. So there's positive aspects to the indice trade, and there's also negative aspects. So, so we've still got a sell trade in crude oil around 65, 66. Mainly to wait for crude oil inventories before you get the opportunity to perhaps get into that trade. Yeah, and broadly keeping options open due to broad market uncertainty is not a bad idea, specifically around these tariff narratives. And Trump has this ability to just sort of change his opinion in a heartbeat. So for all those reasons, let's post this into the chat box, guys, and we'll let you go. We'll switch rooms now to the Right, just posting the trade plan then into the chat box. Broad strokes in terms of, I suppose, the dollar, the indices. Yesterday's pullback was a little bit too convincing, in our opinion, especially with really, really weak Tesla results. So, yeah, certainly things are looking weaker for the US economy as a result of this, what's already occurred. With the US administration and the way that they've kind of conducted business. And now the data is beginning to get weaker across the board. So what we'll do is we'll continue to look for some dollar weakness. We want to keep options open regarding US indices, meaning if they pick up a bit of pace to the upside and start to rally off the back of good news between US and China, then there's a viable sort of narrative-driven trade to the upside. And a bit more of a corrective move short term. So it's not a long term trade. If we start to roll over to close the gap, then there's a trade to the downside at the same time. So keeping that option open will be quite useful today. And crude oil looking to sell roughly around $65, $66, somewhere around there. And we, don't forget, we've got crude oil inventories later on. But broadly speaking, keeping options open is not a bad strategy and approach to adopt. With these current market conditions. So we're going to get some further analysis as the morning unfolds. Okay, so look, we're definitely in this sort of recessionary camp. You know, negativity around Trump is causing this this fear and concern around risk and continuing rotation away from AI. So we're going to do some Mag 7 analysis again this morning and see how Tesla stock is performing after a little... well, a significant bounce yesterday. So interesting market dynamics again playing out. So it's a time to probably be a little bit more, because we're getting a bit of a shift in these fundamentals. It's probably a bit wiser to be a little bit more patient, all things considered. So on that note, guys, thanks very much for joining us. Any questions, feel free to reach out, but we'll switch rooms now into the European Live Trading Mentorship Room. So if you wish to join us for that, you're very, very welcome. And we'll see you next time. All right, you guys, steady as she goes, I guess, at this stage. So for everyone here, take care, and we'll speak to you shortly in the European Room if you can join us. Thanks, everyone. Take care of yourselves. Speak to you soon. Bye for now.